I'm here with Ms. Height, one of the orchestra directors at Carmel High School. She attended Indiana University and has been teaching here for 5 years. Welcome, Ms. Height. How are you doing today?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So I know that you're one of the orchestra directors at Carmel High School, and you play the violin. So how did you become interested in music?
That's a really good question. I grew up in a musical family, and not everyone in my family is a professional musician, but most members of my family do play an instrument just for fun, or they were part of an ensemble growing up in high school, and just like you. Mm-hmm. And so it's just something our family does. We play music growing up, and even now when we get together, we all play for one another and play together. And so I'm really lucky to have that in my life, and with my, and that's something that my family and I share. I started to play the violin when I was 5 years old. I didn't ask to play, but my parents wanted me to start playing. And I had older cousins who also played the violin, so I kind of looked up to them and got started with their teacher. So we did it together.
That's really cool. So how has music influenced your life?
Yeah, it has. I can't even begin to imagine my life without music, because it's just such a big part. I think for me, I grew up in a school system that didn't have as strong of a performing arts as we have here at Carmel High School. So I think like me playing the violin and me studying music was something that made me feel kind of special, or it set me apart a little bit from others. And I, you know, studied privately with an instructor, you know, all throughout my grade school and high school and college. And those teachers were so influential to me. And they were, after my parents, like the people that I looked up to the most and were my best mentors in life. So they all helped me to develop a really strong love of music. And so I'm so thankful for that.
So studying music in college, were there any other careers you were considering?
Gosh, I think about that sometimes. Like, what would I do if I didn't play music? And I really have so little knowledge of how I would answer that question. I sometimes think about it, though. Like, I bet it would be fun to, like, work in a coffee shop, or I bet it would be fun to, you know, do a number of other things. But I just don't know that I've come up with one good answer. As if I didn't do this, I would be, you know, some other career. I'm just not sure what that would be.
So what made you choose to study music and go into this career?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think music was the most important aspect of my study, and it's just what I love doing every day growing up. And, you know, for lack of a better answer, I just wasn't sure what else to do. I wasn't sure what else I had that same passion for. And I really enjoyed being around people. And so I think just that combination of my love for music and my desire to be around people and to do as much good in the world as I could, that kind of led me to being a music teacher.
Do you ever get nervous before a performance?
Certainly. Probably every performance I do get a little bit nervous. I think I used to struggle with it a little bit more when I was younger, and I wouldn't say that I've gotten over being nervous, but just doing it, you know, for a few years now, I think you just learn how to handle it a little bit better. And then, you know, I just have a lot of trust and a lot of faith in my students who I have the privilege of conducting and working with. We all work so hard to prepare as best as we possibly can for each performance.
So earlier you mentioned that you started playing at age 5. Why do you enjoy music so much, and is there any advice that you would give to beginners?
Yeah, I think the reason why I enjoy music so much is that it's just a great outlet for my emotions and my feelings. I think sometimes it's hard to find a way of expression, or sometimes words just don't always easily come to you when you're trying to express yourself, but sometimes it's easier through music. And I just, for me, I felt like it was a wonderful outlet for me, and I just so enjoyed being able to play with others in a youth orchestra, and then at college. Orchestra was actually my favorite activity. It was seemed so magical, almost, that in an orchestra there might be 60 to 100 people on stage, and each of us is an individual, and each of us has a separate life and like separate interests, but all 100 of us have this love for music. And it's just so, it can be so magical on stage when, you know, we put together this product. Like, each of us has individual parts to play. We're not all playing the same notes, but the notes that we play come together and form this beautiful piece of art. I almost think of it a little bit like pointillism, you know, the paintings that are made of all individual dots. I think that's kind of like orchestra. We're all individual and we're all like important parts, but together we make this grand masterpiece.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So do you have any memorable performances that you'd like to tell us about?
So many, I feel like. I remember at Indiana University, one of my favorite performances. I loved playing in the opera and in the ballet pit orchestras, and it was even more people, like more special little dots that you could kind of put together. So I was fortunate to be able to like play the Nutcracker ballet more than once, actually. And that was really fun. The music is by Tchaikovsky. It's so beautiful. And to be able to put that together with dance, just another form of expression, and that we can all help to contribute to. That was really memorable for me. One of my favorites.
Is there a specific musician that inspires you?
Yes, there are many, many musicians that inspire me. If I had to like just pick a few, one person that inspires me actually works here at Carmel High School. It's my boss and the director of orchestras, Mr. Suhan. I've been really lucky to have him as one of my mentors since college, actually. As an education major, I got to student teach with Mr. Han, actually, and he has just taught me so much about music and about teaching and about, you know, how to be the best teacher, best person, best musician possible. So I would say that he has had a huge impact on my life.
Okay. Is there any advice that you would give to beginners in music?
My advice for young students is to find friends to do it with, because it's really such a great experience to be able to play with others and to share your passion of music with with others, and just keep at it. I would also recommend listening to music as much as possible, because there's so much out there, and there's such a high availability of music that you can figure out like what your interests are, and can really like direct yourself to one genre that interests you.
I think that's really good advice. I know when I first started out in music, I really enjoyed it and I like to listen to it. So, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Anna. It's really fun.
For WHJE News, this has been Anna Nelson. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com. For WHJE News, this has been Anna Nelson. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.